Kathy, when I first heard what the topic was today, I thought, oh, come on, it's salt. But salt is really important in cooking, isn't it?
It is. It is a cook's best friend.
And there's not just the kind, the table salt. There's like a million different kinds
of
salt.
There are tons of different salts. You know, there's the iodized salt. And then there's the kosher salt, right, which, you know, all chefs love to cook with. And then there's, you know, fleur de sel, which is the champagne of salt. There's the alea, which is the pink salt from Hawaii that's super pretty. You know, there's smoked salts, there's flavored salts, there's just tons of different salts.
So let's go back. What was the
fleur de sel?
What isn't that's just not your salt mine salt. That's something else.
No, it's totally it's unrefined, and it comes from salt flats clay. And during evaporation, a light film forms on top, and this is the fleur de sel, considered the champagne of salts.
And it tastes different from other.
It really does. And you know, a lot of chefs sprinkle it on things just when they're finishing dishes. You see it a lot on candies. You know, on truffles. Fleur de sel candies. So salt is also good on sweet things, too.
Well, I know that Franz does the salt caramels that I think that Governor Gregoire gave to the president when she was out there.
Yeah, so. They're really delicious. And then, you know, brining is really popular.
And that means?
And that's usually, you know, some liquid, maybe some flavorings, and then a lot of salt. You know, you can do chicken and many different things. And I have a recipe for Pacific Rim style brine for salmon on the grill. And this is a really delicious brine for salmon.
Wow. So what does a brine add to salmon? Just deepens the flavor?
It really enriches the flavor, I think. You know, it just adds that pop all the way through. And this one has kosher salt, a little bit of brown sugar, water, some soy sauce, garlic, ginger. Really simple to make and really adds that extra something to your fish.
And that's at KathyCasey.com on the blog.
Yes.
And of course, we link to that at ComoNews.com. Just click on Como News Radio and scroll down and we will get to all of that.